Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, July 1st, 2008. A Palestinian civilian is injured by the Israeli fire in Gaza, while Israeli settlers fired homemade shells at a Palestinian village in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian woman was shot and injured by Israeli army fire near the Sufa crossing in the southern part of the Gaza Strip on Tuesday morning. Medical sources reported that 35-year-old Aisha Ataya sustained moderate wounds in her leg and was moved to a nearby hospital for treatment. Witnesses reported that Israeli soldiers manning the borders opened fire without any reason, injuring Aisha. On Monday night, Israel informed the Egyptian mediators for the truce between Hamas, which controls Gaza, and Israel that the Israeli troops will open fire at any Palestinian that approaches close to the borders. The Hamas movement considered this Israeli decision as a violation of the truce that was reached with Israel 2 weeks ago. Today in the West Bank, Palestinian sources said that Israeli settlers fired on Tuesday midday homemade shells at the village of Burin, located near the city of Nablus. Local sources said that the two shells landed on open areas near a local farmer's house, causing no injuries or damage. Sources in the village said that Israeli troops invaded the village and took the remains of the shells that were collected by the villagers. Moreover, five Palestinian civilians were injured, including a child, when Israeli troops attacked a nonviolent protest organized by the village of Na'alin, located near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, against the Israeli illegal wall being built on the village land. The Israeli army injured a Palestinian resistance leader during an army attack on the city of Jenin on Tuesday at dawn. Alaa Abu Arab, the leader of the Islamic Jihad armed wing of the Al-Quds Brigades in Jenin, sustained moderate wounds in the attack. Local sources stated that an undercover Israeli army unit ambushed Abu Arab in Kabatiyah town near Jenin. Troops opened fire at Abu Arab and injured him, but he managed to flee the scene of the attack. Abu Arab was targeted by the Israeli army several times over the past year, the Islamic Jihad reported. Also on Tuesday morning, the Israeli army invaded several West Bank cities and towns. During the attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped 10 Palestinian civilians. Local sources reported that Israeli invasions were reported in Ramallah City, Jenin, Nablus, and Bethlehem. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Taylor Bray and Kossam Benora.